friends. We are on tour. We have this is our last leg.
This is it, baby, for 2023.
Important leg.
Important leg. It's your favorite leg.
Denver, Colorado.
This weekend, we're in Denver at the Belco Theater. Denver, come out and see us. Then we go to Milwaukee. Then we go to my hometown, Chicago, Illinois. Then Minneapolis. And where do we end?
I got molested.
Then we end in Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, guys. What
you guys,
the garbage
it's a
the band's
few dates
from.
Left. That's it. That's all we've
come
got.
Come check it out, dude.
Check it out. Denver, Milwaukee, Chicago, Minneapolis, and Madison. Go to badfriendspod.com. Badfriendspod.com. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
I've never seen.
You've seen Barbie.
I've never seen Barbie. I don't even know how they talk. They talk like this.
Well, I'm Ken, and that's my girl, Barbie.
Hi, and I'm Barbie.
That's not how she talks.
How does she talk?
I'm Barbie.
No, that's not how she talks. That's how she talks?
Yeah.
All right.
Trans Barbie.
What did you just say?
Stop. Stop. They're all trans. I've seen the dolls.
That's right. They are. They are.
Okay.
Guys, so we have a weird thing happening on the TV.
Well, first of all, can we wish everybody a happy Halloween?
What's going on right now? You go right into bits?
Happy Halloween.
Let me say hello and everything. Okay, start over.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Hi. I'm Barbie. And this is
come
my
on,
boy.
Barbie. Let's go party. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
It hurts.
Is that how it sounds? So anyway, welcome to Halloween.
Halloween.
And be careful because you can, you know, indirectly summon evil spirits during the holidays.
Ooh.
Halloween, and you know, you're you know, you're inviting the demon to come into your life. So be
I
careful.
Agree.
You
agree?
I agree too.
I saw a ghost this morning in my house, and I'm actually not.
Tell me about your ghost.
I'm not joking.
Describe it to me, the ghost.
So I was looking up, we were cooking breakfast this morning, and I looked up in the hallway. There's a little hallway that goes into my living room and then into another hallway.
Yeah.
And my dog will often sit and stare at that hallway.
And you
like, she sits and stares at it all
the
time.
By the way, your dog?
Yeah.
The best black dog I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. We got rid of the white one. Wasn't good enough.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't like white. I don't like white
dogs. That dog was doing slam dunks.
Yep. Did you hear her rap?
It was like jigging.
Yeah.
Have you met the dog?
Yeah,
it was like if you put down a cardboard box, flat.
Yep,
it starts break down. It's the best.
It's the best black dog.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
No, but my dog will sit there, right, and she'll stare at the hallway, creeped out, all the time.
Dogs have senses.
And then this morning, I looked up from eggs and looked back down, and a vision went by. Let me describe it to you.
Please. Let me close
tall,
my eyes.
Tall, lanky, long, like shitty wispy hair.
It sounds like. Okay.
And it's awkward and it kind of hunches when it walks. So it has like a very like forward hunch, almost like.
It was Ari Shaffir.
Oh, yeah. He was there. Yeah. He was there.
Was that Ari?
He just slept over.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah. He was just going to
take a piss. Because the hunch.
Yeah.
And the way you. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He slept over.
No, but no, demon. Go back to the demon.
Okay, demon. Long, like one of the tree people. You know, the tree people that have long, daddy long legs.
Lord of the Rings tree people?
Yeah, the tree people. Long.
No, honestly.
I have no idea what those people look like.
Oh, you never saw it?
I know. You know, I don't know.
Okay. So, anyways, long.
Well, what was
Slenderman?
Slenderman. No,
Slenderman's a Jewish.
Yeah, Slenderman.
Demon.
The Jewish demon.
Slenderman. There's two different. The Slenderman and the Slenderman. Mort Slenderman is my accountant.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's your business manager. Yeah.
So my accountant, was that your?
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, I see.
And he kept walking to the house and he goes, you have to do your taxes.
Oh.
So.
He's always at my house doing that shit. Yeah, yeah.
So I saw a vision of the body going through the hallway and I got goose. Do you call them goose pimples or goose bumps?
Goose bumps.
You say bumps. What do you say?
I've never gotten them.
You've never gotten goosebumps before?
Never. Our skin doesn't do it.
Asian skin doesn't goosebump.
No, we don't do shock.
You guys duck bump?
We don't have awakenings.
You guys duck bump. We goosebump, you duck bump.
Yeah. No, I get fucking goosebumps as big as coconut balls.
What is it? Coconut balls? You mean a coconut?
I just woke up, so you know, when I just woke up, I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, I get goosebumps as big as coconuts. No, but I get them. I mean, when's the last time I had a goosebump?
When's the last time you got
when people cheer? Yeah, dude, I'm getting them right now.
Yeah, that worked.
Goose, coconut balls. Whoa, yeah, or when I have a spiritual awakening.
Give me one. Did you have one recently?
I haven't had a spiritual awakening in many, many years, but I had one when I was the biggest. Well, let's talk about it later, but I never really shared it, but I had the craziest where I went. This is where I went. There is no coincidences. Mm.
At all.
And this is what, this is the Lord's work.
Mm,
this is the Lord's work. Wow. And I could share it, but anyway, tell me to go back to the thing.
I'd rather you share it right now. You're deep in the middle of
You're talking about a demon in your fucking house. Let's go there.
Okay.
All right, so Mort Slenderman was in the house.
Mort Slenderman walking through the house, yeah, right? Yeah. Filthy floors, he hated. Hated the house. It was dirty, it was. We didn't clean. Mm. But I immediately got this feeling in the pit of my stomach that someone had died in the house. So I texted my real estate agent and I said, did anybody ever pass away in this home? He blocked my number.
Whoa.
So what that means to me is he killed someone in the house while he was selling it. What I think was, this is my brain. Yeah. He was showing the house. Someone was criticizing it. You know, when you go through a house, you're like, I don't like the fixtures. His door seems a little, he couldn't do it anymore.
Well, I was at your house last night. Remember? Yeah. Jerking off. He was jerking off.
Yeah, he was jerking the guy off. Yeah. He goes, buy this house. Yeah, we had a little mini get together.
It was a great get together. I ran into people that I hadn't seen in a long time. Nick Kreese.
Nick Kreese, yeah.
And then, dude.
Hmm.
And this is, I'm kind of mad at you.
Why?
In fact, I'm furious.
What did I do?
Because you know that kid Matt?
Yeah.
He did Fairfax?
Yeah.
You know him, right?
Yes. Yeah, he's a good friend.
All right, so check it out, dude. Last time I was like, he goes, yeah, and I offered you that thing.
He did, yeah.
On Fairfax.
Yeah, he offered you a role on an animated series.
And I go, wait, it's you?
Yeah, Matt.
Because I've known Matt. But when you called me and said, do Fairfax, you never said it was him.
I'm sure I did.
No, you didn't. You just gave me what the money was, and I said no.
Well, that's right. Yeah, you said no to the money.
I know, but if he reached out, though, I would have done it.
Here's what it sounded like, boys. It sounded like this. Hey, my buddy Matt is making this show called Fairfax. That's actually a cool show on Amazon. It's an animated show, and it's offering you X amount of dollars. That's what I said. What you heard was $800.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah, you heard Charlie
Brown. But did you say, you know the chubby cheek guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
The Jack Osborne-y chubby cheek guy with the glasses? Yeah. I would have been, oh, have him call me.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, that was the second time I had to push you.
So you great party. Another thing I saw was, oh, you had some.
What did we serve?
You walk in, you go, okay, this is Andrew Santino's private mini party. Elite only.
No.
Elite only, right? In my mind.
Yeah, it should have been.
I was driving up to your house. I was like, oh, fuck, who's going to be there?
Right.
Chris Pratt.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Some other guy.
He was cleaning the pool.
He was. Anyway, I walk in and I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You know, some producers there.
Yeah, some, yeah.
Yeah, some high tech, right? But then you had mixed in with it borderline homeless.
Yeah. Well, when you refer to that, you're talking about
McCone. McCone walks in. I'm like, yeah. Oh, it's not fancy.
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah, it's not elite.
We needed someone to get ice. And I said, he goes, do you mind if I stop by? And I said, you can be there for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I said, drop off the ice, 15 minutes, then you got to go. But the worst person that showed up, by far.
Let me guess.
Go ahead. 1, 2, 3.
Carlos,
obviously. And here's what Carlos did.
Why?
No, I'm going to tell you. I know you think I'm kidding around. He tried to hook up with my wife twice. Hit on her 2 times. Drunk as fuck. Dropped multiple shit on the ground.
I picked it up.
Barely. Dude. And here's the funniest part. Late at night. I'm not making any of this up. There's a bag of Tostitos chips. Right?
Yeah.
I hear from the fucking other room.
Nope.
And then I go in, this fucking lunatic, like Tyrannosaurus Rex, is shuffling. I mean, look, a handful of chips. He's crunched them and
yeah,
trying to inhale them like a pig, and he's spilling all over the floor.
Yeah.
And I go, dude, one at a time.
Yeah.
One at a time. And he goes,
has a hyena paw.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like the crunching is
look,
probably
go like this with your hand.
Look, yeah.
So he's digging in there and he's crunching them into his little mouth. And I was like, buddy, one chip at a time. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
They're your chips.
And those chips.
What did you say? What did you say? What was your response?
I don't remember.
I just was trying to get them all in at once.
Oh,
that's what you said.
That's what I said. That's
what
insane.
What are you doing, dude?
Oh, so if the chips were closer to the mouth, they start whittling away because of his breath.
Oh, my God.
They jump
the
off.
Chips are like, you know what I mean? They just,
no!
You know, it's insane.
Yeah, dude. It was, he was shoveling.
I'm sorry.
No. And then
you're a good guy, but your breath, come on.
And then on top of that, on top of that, so little patio. We have a nice little patio.
Beautiful patio.
Everyone's hanging out. I put out, in the case that there might be bugs, just little spindles with little thing. You light it and it's for bug perfume, you know, bug off, like little off candles.
Mm. Andrew, I swear this will.
Time out. You shut your mouth. This fucking guy uses it as an ashtray. Dude, Bobby.
You might as well just ash it in that baby's head. There's a baby there.
Oh, no, no, it gets worse. Hold on. Let me get to that part. Not only do you use the off candle thing as an ashtray, he's smoking, sharing cigarettes.
Yeah, dude.
Next to my buddy's pregnant wife.
Yeah, dude.
Lunatic. You're a lunatic.
Yeah. It was a joint.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you smoked a cigarette, then you guys smoked joints, then you smoked more cigarettes.
Next time, if you're going to bring Mexicans, bring the darker skinned ones.
That's right.
Because these lighter skinned ones, they're arrogant.
Well, and you know what
and
else?
They think they're above it.
And he didn't even help to clean up, which, you know, a darker skinned Mexican would have definitely done.
They would have done it.
Yeah,
and they would have also built a gazebo and helped with the fence.
Dude, ripping butts next to my buddy's pregnant wife. And I mean huffing down cigarettes. They took no breaks. It was chain smoking weed and cigarettes.
How long, honestly, though? Because I left, I was there for an hour, maybe.
You were there for an hour and a half.
How long?
3 hours.
And be honest, was Carlos there for?
All night. One of the last ones to leave.
To midnight.
Yeah, midnight, 30. Okay. Yeah, one of the last ones to leave.
When did McCone leave?
In my mind, he was never there.
Yeah.
But his physical presence, he was around the same time. They left together because, you know, these two are up to no good together all the time.
Did most of the people stay?
A lot of people kicked. Okay, cool. A lot of the people had to kick it. And also, you know,
it was nice.
People that wanted to stay late to talk to the old lady was nice. And what did we do, by the way? You want to talk about a dual Halloween birthday party? We served ramen for you.
That's true. I was wondering why there's so much ramen here.
For you. We had homemade ramen.
Wow.
Did you get some homemade ramen?
Yeah, it was good.
It's really good.
You made home?
We make the broth from scratch, and then we get the fresh noodles from the market.
Wow. Is it good?
I mean, it was good.
You didn't have any?
He already ate.
No,
already. And you know what he ate before that?
What?
Ramen.
We went out to get ramen for. Well, if I knew that you were going to have ramen, I wouldn't have got the ramen.
I just assumed you said, I'm probably going to go to dinner, and I thought, well, fine, he's going to go.
Well, I was friends. Anyway, my point is okay, so back to the, and then you said Slenderman, and then you stayed, and then, what else?
Yeah, you look good, Barbie.
Okay, thank you.
Honestly, when I see you, I realize why I'm in love with you.
Thank you.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Do you know that song that I'm singing?
No, but I don't want to know.
Look it up. Who sung that? You don't know this song? I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life is plastic. It's fantastic. Yeah, vote for Trump 2020 for to get him back. Is that the lyrics?
Yes.
We should vote for Trump.
And who sings it?
Barbie.
Aqua.
Or like, zoom into the lyrics and let me see if I can get this.
Hiya, Barbie.
Oh, is that not the part of the lyrics?
I'm saying it to you. It's the beginning of the song. Hiya, Barbie.
Oh, let's do this as a dialogue.
Well, we're trying right now. So I'm trying to.
All right, okay.
Hiya, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Okay, listen to the beat.
Oh, I thought I was just doing the dialogue still.
No, that's the song now.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me anywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Very good, dude. That's good, very, right? Very good.
Okay.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
And then you
have to go like this. Yeah. Ready? Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Whoa.
What was that?
That was a real orgasm, dude.
Did you really just pop one?
That's a real orgasm, dude. When I do fucking orgasm singing, dude, it's real.
It does seem.
Do it again.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Is that what you sound like when you shoot?
Yeah, dude. You don't like it?
I do not.
Too much?
I do not, but I'm not the girl, so it doesn't matter.
Well, what I do is I give them that little earplugs.
Oh, so they can't hear you?
I put them in right when I'm about to come.
Oh.
I put them in.
Do you know what Carlos said to me last night? What? No joke. Hey, man, this area that you live in has a ton of good prostitution spots.
Oh, my God.
Did you say that, or am I making that up or not?
No, I did say
he lives
it.
In the suburbs. What the fuck are you doing, dude?
Well, it's the
it's the valley.
Yeah,
but he literally goes, this is a hotbed of prostitution spots. What? Did you say that?
I did say that.
Okay, so don't make it sound like you didn't.
No,
say that.
I was embarrassed of my words. That's why
you said it to the entire party.
Well, I was just trying to tell you and some.
Everybody heard. You were outside talking out loud. You literally go, this is a hotbed of prostitution spots.
Andrew, I got to tell you, I woke up and I was like,
I know,
like,
you
oh,
don't
no.
remember what happened last
no, night. No, I remember a little bit and I was like, oh no.
I'm calling you right now. Let me see how you react. Blum, 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 blum. Bob.
I haven't picked up yet.
I know, I just like to talk to you. Blum, blum,
blum, blum, blum, blum. Oh.
Blum, 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 blum.
Hello.
Bob. Carlos.
Wait, wait, wait.
What?
Who is this?
You don't have caller ID? It's me.
No, I just, Andrew?
Yeah. Okay, Carlos left my house last night, drunk.
He sucked your house?
What?
You said Carlos sucked your house last night?
I gotta go.
I know.
Is that your cousin's girlfriend? Was that your cousin's girlfriend?
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Who's that girl, though, then?
She was a single girl.
There's just girls that were there? There's people that were there?
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
Are you interested?
No, but who is she?
You're interested.
Who is she, though?
Well, I'm not telling you on air.
Okay.
But I mean, are you interested?
There was something about her eyes.
Oh. I like the eyes too.
What?
The eyes were good.
I like when women's eyes are close together.
Yes.
This is interesting.
I always date girls with cross eyes and close together.
What do you mean? She doesn't have cross eyes.
And they're like,
you know what she told me? She's never been in a relationship in her whole life.
God bless.
She really? Are we talking about the same person?
Yeah, close eyes.
Well, first of all, Carlos was talking to a plant for like 3/4 of the night.
All right. Anyway, can I talk about the spiritual awakening now?
Please. I've been waiting.
I know, but it's not funny.
Doesn't matter.
But I want you to ask questions of you.
You bet I will.
Okay. I'll do it as quick as I can because I don't want to bore the audience.
Okay.
Because it's not like there's no comedy.
Well, the buildup is killing me, so please do it.
I'll start!
Okay.
So check it out.
Morgan and Morgan.
Let me tell you guys, if you're ever in a car accident, who are you going to call? Morgan and Morgan. Morgan.
That's right, Morgan & Morgan, incredible. These guys, the largest, America's largest injury law firm. I got into an accident in my own neighborhood. I got bummed out, didn't know who to call because the person that hit us didn't have insurance. I kind of freaked out, and all I needed to do was call Morgan & Morgan. It's so easy. It's more like using an app than hiring a lawyer. You just submit a claim, and that's all you got to do. Quick and simple. Boom, boom. They're fighting for you.
It's like ordering a rideshare after a night out.
If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Submitting a claim is so very simple to do.
And Morgan & Morgan, what is it? People want to know. I'll tell you what it is. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 800 lawyers with over $15 billion recovered for clients. Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation.
That's right, baby. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. That's amazing. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/badfriends or dial #law#529 from your cell phone.
That's forthepeople, F-O-R, thepeople.com/badfriends or #law#529 from your cell.
This is a paid advertisement.
ButcherBox! It's like, I'll be honest with you, it's what comes at my house all the time. I get a box. I get so excited. And, you know, I'm not much of a cook or whatever, but whenever I get a ButcherBox, I the pork chops, the meat, it's so high quality that I cook it. ButcherBox has all you need for a tasty, stress-free holiday season with high-quality protein delivered to your door.
Look, I'm a meat eater, and this stuff is so good. Comes right to your doorstep, free shipping always, and it's curated. Customized box plan so you can choose what you want. If you're someone that wants a lot more fish than pork or beef than fish and blah, 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 it's so
100% grass-fed beef,
yeah.
Free-range organic chicken,
yeah.
Pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood.
And the best part is they have a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. I've been getting ButcherBox since far before they were on this show because I do love getting it. I don't want to go to get meat. I can get it delivered to my door. And this holiday season is made better with ButcherBox. For a limited time, they're offering our listeners turkey for free in your first box plus $20 off your first order. That's incredible. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/badfriends. Use the code badfriends to get this deal.
So a long time ago, when I was 17 years old, I got sober.
Yeah. Well.
That's it. What do you guys think? I'm kidding. No, so I got sober and I was very active in, you know, local San Diego recovery scene.
Yeah.
Right? I had a sponsor and, you know, and all that stuff, right? And so then after about 5 years, I fucking quit going to meetings.
Right.
Right? And I started doing stand-up. because it filled my heart.
Right.
And then I just, it got to the point where years went by and I didn't know anybody from the thing anymore.
From what thing? Oh, from the recovery.
From recovery or anything. I didn't have a single number. I didn't know anybody. I hadn't been to a meeting many, many years. And then when I was 30, when I had almost 13 years of sobriety. When did I relapse? When I was on Mad TV.
Yeah, that was the first time you relapsed.
That was the first time, right?
Right.
So, and I went, but that was an opiates run.
That's bad.
I had a Vicodin addiction.
Pills are so bad.
So bad. It was fucking bad, dude.
At one point, how many Vicodin pills were you taking a day? Do you remember?
Probably anywhere 40 to 60.
In a day?
Yeah, they said Brett Favre takes that. I go, I do Brett Favre's numbers.
I've hung out with him. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He does.
You know, like, I can throw a football.
He's always like, come on, man, take one. You're like, Favre, chill out, dude.
And I was taking a lot. And there was
40 is insane.
And there was this sketch guy. I can't say his name.
No, don't.
But he's like a 500-pound Mexican dude.
Who's Fluffy?
No, who also does sketch comedy.
Gabriel Iglesias.
No, 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 it wasn't Gabe, right?
Was doing opioids with
you? Yeah, and he would like, I lived on Sanborn.
I remember saying
right, and I would look out the window, and he would just roll down the hill. Here I come! You know what I mean? And just roll down, and he had fucking bags of pills.
Joey Diaz.
It was somebody like that.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, I almost died, right? And then what happened was I went through a withdrawal that you wouldn't believe, and I went to a hospital in San Diego, and I was desperate. I was dying, dude. And what they did was they, Abby, my manager, she booked me at a place called the Optimum Health Institute. It wasn't a fucking rehab.
It was a
wheatgrass farm.
Oh my God.
So I show up, I'm detoxing off of Vicodin, and I'm in a room. Abby has the room next to me.
Is she really into wheatgrass?
No, she's like, I want to lose weight. And so you can detox here, but I can also lose weight.
She was shoehorning her weight loss into your fucking rehab.
So check it out. I'm at the Optimum Health Institute. I wake up. I'm shaking. I'm going through withdrawal. There's no, they don't have pills or nothing.
Right.
And then they're drinking. You get wheatgrass for lunch.
Isn't that dangerous? Can't you die?
I could have died.
Yeah.
Right. And also, I need recovery. I need to go to a meeting.
Right.
And I was desperate, dude. I was. Are you bored?
No. I just had an itch.
Stop doing the bored itch.
Yeah. I don't
like
the
bored itch.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Is this boring?
No, no. Not at all.
It's here's the spiritual awakening part.
Yeah. It's fun for me.
Oh, yeah. Here's the spiritual awakening. So one night I go, Abby, I swear to fucking God, I need to go to meet. She goes, this is not a recovery place. I go, why am I here? Right. And so I go, give me money. She goes, why? I need money. Give me money. So she gave me like $40. She goes, why? I go, I'm gonna leave this place tonight at 11:30. I'm gonna hop over the fence. I'm gonna round up. It was in San Diego. I was gonna run down this hill. It was probably like a quarter of a mile, this hill, right? And I know that there's an in and out. Because I'm from Planet San Diego.
Yeah.
Around there.
There is one down there.
So I run down this hill, right? And I go to the In-N-Out, and it was like...
All they had was wheatgrass?
No. I ate, you know, a hamburger, and then I went... There was a Vons next door. And also... What?
Yeah,
I go to the Vons.
There's always a Vons next to an In-N-Out.
Yeah, and it's 24 hours, right?
Yeah, always.
And I was also, like, crying, desperate, dude. I was desperate. I was praying to God when I was running. Like, I need help.
Yeah.
I feel lost. And so, this is going to sound so cheesy. You're gonna
no, eat, I like eat, it. Eat, Barbie, come on.
All right, okay, hi, I'm back. So here, so I'm at the Vons and I go, you know what? I'm going to get an apple.
Oh, no.
What? Guess.
Then Adam came out and you were Eve and you started. No. I thought that was.
What?
I thought
it had nothing to do with the Bible. There was nothing biblical.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so at all.
So, all right, so here, this is the cheesy part.
What kind of apple?
I like Laxton Superb.
I would imagine Fiji for you, but go ahead.
I like Fiji.
Yeah, Fiji.
Yeah. Red Delicious is good.
Oh, so good. Golden Delicious are so good.
They're very good. Anyway, can we move on?
Washington, there's so many.
So I pick up an apple, right? And I hear, Bobby?
The apple is talking to you?
No.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I turn around. And there's a dude right behind me, and he seems familiar.
You know him, but you don't remember.
Yeah,
him.
It's been a while. Yeah. Like, was he a teacher of mine? Older man.
Older man.
Right?
Older man.
Yeah, that I used to fuck this guy. You know.
I mean, 50-50
chat. Yeah, 50-50 chat, right? And he goes, it's me, Will.
Smith.
No.
Okay, sorry.
Some random guy named Will.
Okay.
Some random guy.
Yeah.
And I go, dude, you were my first sponsor. You know what I mean? When I was 16, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
And he goes, yeah, dude. He goes, what are you doing here? I go, oh, you know, I relapsed, and then I, you know, took Vicodin, and then I ran down this hill. I told him the whole story, right? And I go, what are you doing here? He goes, I was speaking at an A meeting in Arizona, and I was driving back.
Wow.
And I'm on the freeway, and I'm like, something told me to come here. I swear to God.
Shut up.
I swear to God, he says this.
Whoa.
And he goes, and I walk in, and there you are. And I go,
how you like them apples?
He didn't say that. It's not.
Sorry.
He could have, though.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I have all your, like, you want to call? I have everyone's number from all the numbers I
from,
lost in the
from,
past.
Right, right.
So I got, you know, Dan, old man Dan, or Dan,
old the, man yeah, Dan.
Dan, right? And all, and I got all these guys' numbers. And then that week, everyone picked me up at the Optimum Health Institute.
To get you back.
To go, to take me to meetings. Wow. It was a very essential, you know, I mean, part of that. And I stayed sober for 17 years after that.
It worked.
But to me, that felt like a spiritual awakening.
That is very deep. That is an actual spiritual.
It's probably coincidence.
No, I don't believe so.
I've never asked you this.
Huh.
Do you believe that things happen for a reason? Like it's sort of like pre-planned.
Destiny?
Destiny. Or do you think it's just random chaos? You know what I mean?
And this is tough. This one's tough.
What do you think?
It's tough for me.
What do you mean?
Because my answer is going to sound annoying.
I want to know for real.
Well, it's going to be annoying.
Can I take this out? It's really bothering me.
Yeah. No, you look so pretty.
I know, but I just can't do it.
Well, the hat, but please leave the hair.
No, please. It bothers me because in my eye. Okay, I'll leave the hair.
So pretty. You look so pretty
I'll
with leave it. The hair. I actually looked at you a few times and I thought, you fucking sexy little Korean chick.
That'd be great.
What's your name?
Tutuyne.
Oh, Tutuyne. Where are you from?
Oak Island.
Hook Island?
Oak.
Oak, like oak trees?
No.
What, no?
Oak, my back.
Oh, Oak, my back. Oh, Oak, my back Island.
Yeah. Anyway, so what do you believe?
I believe that there is a part, there is things that are out of our control that, I'm not saying it was supposed to happen, like, but I do think you do things in life that lead you to where you're definitely supposed to go. We were supposed to do this show, and it was kind of unbeknownst to us.
Like, you do believe that?
A little bit. That it yeah. was, that when we met that day at the store and became friendly with each other years and years ago, the universe was like, these energies will meet again.
Wow.
And I do kind of believe that. I don't know why. I'm not saying like, we're destined to have a huge podcast and go and tour the... No, I'm just saying, I believe that the universe wanted us to continue to come back together. And just like, partially, if I'm going to be honest, I think the universe wanted me to be there for you and you to be there for me for my reasons, for your reasons, me kind of helping you get sober again, or this show kind of reinvigorated a part of you as a comedian and as a person. And I don't know. And then you, for me, getting more balanced.
I understand that. But then how do you explain the kids that die in, like, no, I'm not going to say, like, in Darfur? They're born with HIV. It's a war-torn country. They die as baby. I mean, what is their destiny?
What do you mean? They met
I mean, did
destiny.
They have a destiny? I know, but that was their destiny.
Yeah.
To be born with HIV,
no,
to die
no,
in a war.
No, of course not. No, of course not. No, I think that, I think that, like I said, it's not, no one's life is like perfectly mapped out, but I think that when things happen in your life sometimes, it's out of your control and—
Life is a mystery.
Life is a mystery. But no, why do kids get, that's why I don't believe in one omnipotent being. I don't,
right.
Why would you give children cancer? That's insane.
Yeah, I believe when I die, I'm gonna open my eyes and I'm gonna be in some sort of machine, right? And it's gonna open up, right?
Cool.
And I'm gonna have a bunch of people that I kind of vaguely know. And they're gonna go, that was fun, right?
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm gonna go up and I go, whoa. And I'm gonna be at some sort of arcade in the future.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that was only three fucking Spectix.
So they played you.
It's their time and their money.
Spectix.
Spectix. I go, Spectix, that's our money, right? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you.
You want to do you, dude? Because you did the fat Korean comedy one.
Yeah.
You gotta check out this other one.
It's so much
fun. The
one
that's successful. Yeah, you could become Tom Hardy. I go, oh, there's a Tom Hardy. Yeah, but that's 40 spectics.
So hard to get 40 spectics.
Yeah, yeah, I don't have 40 spectics. And I'm going to like realize, holy shit, it's all going to come to me. I go, oh my God. And I'm going to look at my body. I'm going to be like 9'9". That's how tall I am.
Doubt it.
Yeah, for their, I'm 7'3", but everyone else is 9'9".
Right, that's right.
Right, right, right. And I'm gonna, and I'm not even, you know, I'm speaking a different language. I'm like, ah, spectac, you know what I mean? Oh, and I'm gonna go to my fucking, and I'm gonna realize, oh shit, I wash dishes at this truck stop in space, right? And I'm gonna realize the 3 spectacs that I spent, right, was my month's worth of
life. Money. That was your lifetime,
my life's savings.
Back to the dishes.
And in my mind's like, why did I pick the fat Korean ride?
Imagine you're a beautiful, handsome, like male model in that other world.
Yeah.
And you pick this body and this thing because you thought it'd be funny to be a comedian. Then you go back to washing dishes and you realize the whole time,
yeah,
you'd rather be a hot guy that washes dishes in space.
Right.
Then pays 3 spectacs to be a Bobby Lee.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting. I think that's what's going
to
happen.
I'm kidding. I would pay so many spectacs to be you. You're worth all the spectacs.
Well, if everyone's life is a ride, like, let's see how much spectacs it would be.
Yeah.
Like Carlos's ride.
You know the ones at...
We're future people. We're aliens or whatever. Yeah. We're at an arcade that has this thing.
You know the rides at Six Flags that do like just like 80 loops in a row?
Yeah.
And then it also goes backwards?
Yeah.
That's his fucking shit.
Mine's scared straight. Like if you're in trouble, you're a teenager in space.
Oh,
they
right.
make you be me on Earth.
If but, you were a roller coaster.
They're going to wake up. They're going to die. They're going to go and go, oh, wow. Glory holes are bad.
You're right.
They'll learn something. Well, if they did your ride at the arcade.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Are we on the right comedy
frequency?
Oh my god,
he's not. You know why? Because he's hungover and he's guilty about.
No,
what he
I
did
had
last
a burger. Time. I've been drinking water all day.
What did you do when you left my house?
I woke up the next morning.
Where did you go? Did you go get food?
No, I went home. I didn't.
You didn't go through a drive-through?
No.
What do you think is gonna happen when you die? Don't give me heaven. Give me something else.
I don't fucking heaven.
When you die, what's gonna happen? Nothingness?
No, I think I'm reincarnated. I believe in reincarnation. I come back. Oh, I mean, this time, I kind of know.
Me.
A grasshopper.
Holy shit.
I'll tell you why. When I was a kid,
wow,
kids were killing grasshoppers in the neighborhood.
What kind of fucked up kids were you hanging out with?
I went to a terminally mentally challenged school.
Yeah.
These kids were killing grasshoppers, and I stopped someone from doing it, and he was like, why? I was like, I don't know. I don't like it. I didn't like it. And I thought, that's going to be me someday. And something's going to save me.
Wow.
And the universe paid itself off that day.
Wow.
There was a weirdo in our neighborhood who used to remind me. He'd go catch fish down by the water and he'd throw them against the wall.
What a fucking asshole.
Dude, I remember the first time I saw it and I was like, he's going to kill people when he gets big. He'll kill people. He would just throw a fish against the wall.
Yeah.
And he was so crazy, but no one could say anything because he would have beat the shit out of us. He was huge. He was like a fat, one eye was lower than the other one. He was like a fat goon. And he would catch fish and be like,
and he would check it out.
Yeah, and he would huck it against the wall.
Dude.
And we were all so scared to say anything.
Imagine if that happened to us. We get dragged into water and a fish throws us against a fucking coral reef.
Now that's what you'd get.
I'm already drowning.
I hope that's what he would get. Yeah. That's why reincarnation is real.
Wow, dude.
I think so. I think I'm coming back as a grasshopper.
What do you think would happen? Because I indirectly killed a bird.
Dude, that's weird you said that. I think you'd come back as a bird, but really? A flightless bird.
Whoa, like a what do you call it?
You're a dodo.
Flamingo.
Just a dodo.
Don't call me that.
A duck.
You're a dodo.
I'm a dodo bird?
No, he's a dodo. This is 100% of Bobby Lee. That's not you. That's 100% you.
I guess that is me.
Look at that.
That's me. I just woke up. It's 3.
Look at that. Yeah, and look at how happy he
is. Oh, he's so happy.
That is Bobby
Lee.
Whoa. A flightless bird. The only reason they say these things survive so long is because there was no predators.
Really?
Nobody wanted to eat it.
Wow.
Well, I think it's
but
not,
where are they?
They were in Australia, right?
They're still alive.
I don't think there's a lot left.
They're still going?
Are they still around? Extinct. Dodo became extinct less than 80 years later because of the deforestation, hunting, and destruction of their
yeah. Yeah, so they did die out.
We could bring them back. They've got to be able to bring these things
imagine
back.
Imagine all the things, man, that we fucked it. Extinct.
Well, dinosaurs weren't our fault.
I know, but after that, man.
What things do we extinct?
Well, I know there's like 2 snow leopards left.
No, there's more than 2.
How many snow leopards are out there?
There's 6,000, 7,000. Not bad.
Four, Dude, for a species of animal, 4,000 is not that good. That's not a good number.
Okay, Boston was about that, like 4,000 or 5,000 people. That was a lot of snow leopards in that. The Boston, the arena that, or the theater we played in Boston. You tell me if those were all snow leopards, you wouldn't be like, that's a fuckload of snow leopards.
Oh, wait, let me think.
Yeah.
Spread across the world, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Too many.
Plenty.
Yeah, it's the animals humans have killed off.
All right, the Stellar Sea Cow, which is also Carlos's mom. Burn.
You've met my mom.
What'd you say?
You've met my mom.
I know, I love your mom. You. I want to hook up with her. Shopify.
Hey, you guys, if you have an online store or you're a merchant online, you guys, if you're not using Shopify, you're out of luck, dog.
You're out of luck, baby.
This is the top thing here.
Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Whether you're a garage entrepreneur, you're filling orders from your house, or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to start, run, and grow your business without the struggle. This is the very first thing I did when I was selling stuff, was use Shopify to track the orders. You get all these emails that let you know who's buying, where it's going. It helps with analytics. It's incredible.
Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. So whether you're selling satin sheets from Shopify's in-person POS system, or offering organic olive oil on Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform, you're covered.
You are covered. In fact, we've used Shopify on this very show to get you guys stuff. Shopify helps track all the merch orders that you're putting out, what's coming in and what's going out. It makes it so easy to
use. So much easier, guys.
It's really, really simple. So if you're selling something, doesn't matter what it is, and you want to push something out there and you have an e-commerce business, you have to sign up. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/badfriends. Mm-hmm. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/badfriends to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/badfriends.
Vroom! Vroom is the better way to buy and sell used cars. Looking for your next ride? Go to vroom.com now to shop thousands of cars right from your phone.
Why would you go to a lot somewhere in the middle of a desert?
Boo.
And you have to run into these really shady, you know, lot guys.
Hey, man, you want an Acura Integra?
Yeah.
No.
But you could do it from the comfort of your home.
That's right. With Vroom, you never have to haggle or negotiate the price of a car. So you know what you're getting, and you're getting a good deal, because Vroom, by the way, they deliver it straight to you.
Oh, my God.
You got a full week or 250 miles, whichever comes first, to make sure that your new ride that you get is right for
you. Can't you trade in your car in there, too?
You better believe it. Yeah, you don't have to sell your car to Vroom, but you can. When you sell your car to Vroom, you get an instant offer in as little as 2 minutes. That's incredibly fast. All you need to do to get started is have your license plate and your VIN number, answer a few questions, and bam, Vroom's got you, baby.
And if you decide to sell your car to Vroom, they'll come pick it up free of charge. Sell your car to Vroom or trade it in if you will find something you like on vroom.com.
Best part is we use Vroom to buy my mama a car, and I knew she wasn't going to return it because she loved it so much. It was the one she wanted. So thanks to Vroom for helping all this take place. It's so simple and so easy. Vroom is the better way to buy and sell used cars. So head over to vroom.com now to see where your current ride is worth and check out thousands of cars to find your next one.
That's vroom.com. Vroom.com.
I got to be honest with you. Most of these animals that we've extinct were pretty unattractive. It's like we killed all the ugly ones and kept the cute ones.
But why, like, you know, people get killed for, like, tusks. It's elephant, if you're an animal with a tusk, right, or horns, or any of that kind of stuff, you're pretty fucked, huh?
No. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, that's why people kill them for, like, hey, look what I got.
Not all of them.
You know?
People took elephant tusks for ivory because it was a tradable good. I'm not saying
that. Well, I mean, what do they use for?
Huh?
What do you use ivory for?
Well, it used to be piano keys for one thing, but ivory can be used for a myriad of things. Countertops, tables, I mean.
Wow. That's why they killed them?
Jewelry, piano keys.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean, chess sets. You ever played chess with ivory chess pieces? Ooh, buddy.
Oh, they're nice.
Ooh.
Wow.
Very nice.
So interesting.
I've never played chess. A collector's mentality. People have also been known to use bribe government officials because it's rarer than money or gold. Right. People go on those hunting expeditions and they get elephant tusks.
Yeah, like Trump's kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to do it, right?
They got to do it, yeah.
Go get me a tusk. Have you ever been to somebody's house who has, like, deer antlers on the fucking wall?
No. Have you?
Never. But thought of it creeps me out.
Yeah, I've never been to a hunter's lodge.
Yeah, why would we go?
I know. I want to go to a hunter's lodge.
I mean, I've been to, that's not true. Well, I've never been to, like, a guy's house that hunts, but I've been to a place to hunt.
Yeah, it's interesting. People do it, and they have the half the body of a something something on the wall.
Yeah,
right.
No, it's usually the head.
Oh, it's the head. Why don't they do
humans?
Why don't
stop. Let's just say that again. The way you asked humans, dude, was something that you've been thinking about
for so long.
For so long. And you were like, and you looked at me like, I'm about to bond with Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
You go, humans? Fuck yeah, that's what I've been thinking about.
Yeah, but if you died
humans,
and I had like a Bobby, like your original body, like in my living room, that'd be insanely awesome. Like
what?
You're the top of Bobby.
No.
You want to keep his dead body in your living room?
Well, I mean, they make it all nice and stuff, like they do for the Longhorns.
They make it all nice and stuff?
Yeah, they like make, they put wax on him.
Do you mean they?
Who's they?
They petrify him. You mean you're talking about like taxidermy?
Yeah.
You want a taxidermy Bobby?
Just the top, like
sticking out of a wall,
like his bust.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, not like standing free. It could come out of the wall, like a TV.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
like so when you have people over, you're like, that's my old buddy Bobby.
Yeah.
And what expression do I have?
Let me guess.
Was your friend taking a shit when he died?
No, he's Asian.
Yeah. Oh, he's he's Asian.
If you had the bust of me in your house, what would my expression be?
Very stoic and serious. Yeah.
Also look like I'm taking a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We both look like we're taking a shit.
Well, you should do both of us then.
Yeah, next to each other.
Yeah.
Those are the bad friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me be honest. You just poked a little bit of the southernness out of you when he said that. Because you know he's been waiting to be like, don't you guys think slavery's like not that bad? You know what I mean? He says stuff like that. You know he says stuff like that.
Yeah. It's deep inside.
No, I'm not pro-slavery.
Yeah. What about...
Sounds like there's a butt coming after that.
What about formaldehyde?
Yeah.
If you put me in a tuxedo and a top hat.
Yeah.
And I'm just floating in formaldehyde. Is that crazy?
They dip you in it. You don't float in it. They dip you in it.
Well, so what's the stuff that they put with the frogs they put in the jar?
Like an Independence Day?
They put a jar and there's that liquid. What's that liquid in the jar?
That might be formaldehyde,
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think you could float in that. I think when they do that, they put it inside of your body. Look up. I think they put formaldehyde inside of your body
but
to preserve it.
But Bobby wants to be in a jar.
You know, like Disney, like Walt Disney's head?
Yeah.
Well, he's cryogenically frozen. Isn't he frozen? Mm-hmm.
I thought they put them in jars. There we go, dude.
Oh, man. It's just like...
There we go. Go to the head.
Well, that's just Halloween. Here's...
Oh, there I am.
That's at a Portuguese university, and it's well-preserved. See, this is perfect.
That kind of looks like you.
Yeah. I know, dude. So doing that, but my whole body.
I don't know if that's a good idea, dude. And this would be y'all, too.
Oh, cute.
You wouldn't want that whole body?
Imagine how weird your penis looks floating in a jar with you.
Oh, that's right.
You know, I think about that all the time. Like, you know how people say they slip in the shower and they die? You know that happens a lot, like a slip in the tub. And I think, please God, don't let me slip in the shower and die, because then they see you.
What do you mean?
And you're wet with your little penis is wet and it's tiny because you're in the shower. Like your little wet penis and you're dead.
That's why I got rid of my fungus.
Because you don't want to die.
My left foot, remember I had a fungus on my left
foot?
It's all gone. But the reason, my biggest fear was, if I died and they had to identify my body, my brother would be like, yeah, that's him. Look at the foot.
Look at his foot.
I got to get rid of that.
You got to get rid of it.
Like my dick. Why do you care about your dick after you're dead?
Listen, what I'm saying is, I'll tell you, I used to have a joke about it, but I wanted to die with clothes on because it genuinely scares me. Because paramedics are going to come in the room and they're going to go, dude.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're going to be like, Santino.
If it was a murder scene, no. But if it was just I had a heart attack, they're going to laugh. They're going to go, dude, that's the bad friends guy. Look at his little naked, wet penis.
Like if I had to identify your body, the unzip?
Yeah.
And they look at your face, right? You know how they unzip?
No.
I'm going to go, can you zip it further down?
No, not you.
I want to.
I'm saying the paramedics walk in, the coroner walks in, and they go, don't touch it. We're trying to leave the body alone until, paramedics get. And they all get in there, and they're looking at me in the shower, and the water's running. And I'm wet, and my penis is tiny, resting against my balls, and I'm dead. And you know one of them's going to go, it's not even that cold in here.
You think they are?
Yeah. Really? You think those guys don't make jokes sometimes? If it's a murder scene, no. But if it's just a regular death, you don't think those guys make some kind
of...
How do you deal with this?
This is what I would do.
Yeah.
I'd see your body. I would look at your head and go, oh, fuck, I'm a huge fan. And I would look down. I'd go...
See, yeah, exactly. Yes.
Just a little.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Everybody's penis is gross in water.
Right,
is so,
right.
When you get out of the shower.
Yeah.
There's, unless you're like hooking up and you have a hard on. When you just get out of the shower, your penis is so weird and wet and like sad and like a little, you know what it looks like? One of the extinct animals that we had. One of those little weird extinct animals.
Yeah.
It's gross, dude.
Huh. You look at your penis after you take a shower, huh?
I'm looking at it the whole time.
Right.
I'm trying to kiss it.
Yeah.
I've been doing stretches. That's why I hurt my back.
Yeah, my dick, though, it goes, if I pull it out right now,
don't.
I wouldn't even see it. I'm
don't.
Not going to. But it's in my body.
Oh, it goes all the way in.
The whole thing just goes in my body.
Do you know why it does that?
Why?
It wants to stay warm. It gets closer to the warmth.
Is that why?
Yeah, it squiggles in. That's why your balls go up. That's why your balls go upstairs when you're in cold water.
I stole.
You stole?
I stole your wife's joke.
What?
I stole it.
What joke?
With the little people.
Oh my God! Yeah, yeah.
I said it on a podcast.
That's okay.
And I didn't give her credit.
That's okay.
I just feel like I was a thief.
That's nice.
That joke was so good.
Yeah, that was my wife.
It got a huge laugh.
What pod?
I'm trying to think about what. But I remember thinking when I said it, I was like, "Oh my God, what am I, Mencia?" But I was like, "Oh, I have to tell them that I said that."
Yeah.
I don't want you guys to think that I stole, you know what I mean?
It's okay. Yeah, but that's nice to say that to the audience. I mean, this will never cross paths, but.
Tell people the joke.
You tell people the joke. You're the one that told it.
It's not, your wife didn't tell the joke. She was just made an observation at that.
Which
and I thought
was
very funny.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah. And somebody proposed, you know, little people have bad breath.
Yeah.
And then your wife proposed, it's because their assholes are closer to their mouth.
Their esophagus is so short.
And when she said that, I was like, dude, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. It's a very good joke.
She knocked that one. That's a home run.
That was a very good
fucking
one.
Fucking so funny.
Very good one.
I got to tell you, we have... Oh, never mind.
Let's just say it.
There's a little people couple in our neighborhood. And they went trick-or-treating last year. And they went as full-size people. They wore stilts.
That's clever.
No, they didn't do that. I'm kidding.
I was like, that's genius. Yeah.
No, they didn't do that.
Wow.
They didn't do that. But I am excited to feed the little kids candy because I get excited. In fact, anybody who doesn't decorate their house, if you live in a neighborhood where kids come through, right?
Me.
Well, you're in the hills. No, that's one's going to come up in the hills. But if you live in the flats, if you live in the neighborhood that's not hard to get to, and you don't decorate the house a little bit and you don't hand out candy, you're a piece of shit person. And I mean,
yeah, I agree.
You're a piece of shit. Because I remember what it felt like when I was a kid and we would go to houses that were decorated and it felt like, what a fucking cool, weird night where like people you never met before open up their home and they give you candy and and we're all in this together. It's like a mob mentality, but for good. And then there's people, I remember houses that never turned, they turned all the lights off and they never decorated and there was no candy. And I wanted to fucking break all their windows.
Right.
And we'd egg those houses. When I was a teenager, we'd egg the dark houses. If you didn't decorate, you got egged. And I think today, kids should be doing that. I think you should be egging houses that don't decorate.
You know what I would do?
Smoke meth?
No, I would dress up too, right? And when they'd ring my doorbell and I open it, they go, trick or treat. You know what I'd go? I'd be like, I'd have my own basket. I'd go, trick or treat.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Reverse psychology.
And then they would have to give me their candy.
Smart. Smart.
Has that ever been done?
Oh, yeah. No. Gotta
be. Yeah.
By a mentally unstable person. Imagine what Halloween is like in a mental institution.
All right.
Everyone's just going around.
What do you mean?
Imagine a mental institution during Halloween.
Yeah.
They dress up like normal, wealth, like of like full functioning adults.
Yeah.
And they have full conversations like, how was your 401k, Mark? They pretend to be totally normal.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be cool, man.
How's your wife and your kids?
That'd be cool.
Oh, dude, there was an old woman in our neighborhood who used to hand out change.
That's good.
And this is so mean. Then the kids would, when they would leave, they'd throw it at her house.
Oh, they would?
Well, it was like pennies. She'd give you like four pennies.
Oh, right, wow.
So kids would walk down the street and they would throw it at her house.
Yeah.
And it was like mean but funny, but like also don't give people pennies. What the fuck?
Yeah, or don't put razor blades in the apple.
No, no, not in an apple. You got to be way more creative nowadays.
What do you mean?
You got to put in something that's a little bit tricky. I mean, if you put in a Reese's peanut butter cup, I got to tell you, it lays
like,
perfectly
what
flat.
A Tootsie Roll. You could unwrap that.
You could put a needle in there, yeah.
Not a needle, but what's fun to put it?
By the way, I think this I think this is lore. How many times did they really find? Who's taking the time to do this?
And also, you're going to be able to find the house.
Yeah. Well, no, you're not, because you're getting all so right, much candy. Right.
Wow. Let me look at that. Whoa.
See, this is my problem,
though. Who does that? Somebody did that. They put a nail in a fucking Kit Kat.
Yeah, somebody's a piece of shit.
What a piece of shit, dude.
But you know what's crazy?
What?
That's Carlos. Yeah, Carlos. Carlos Zeno, caramel apples is here. What's insane is they say, check your kids' candy. Do you think parents go through all of their kids' candy? That'd be hard to do.
No way.
Would you let your kid trick or treat when your kid's old enough?
I think so, because I never had Halloween when I was a kid.
You guys don't do anything like that?
Now it's universal, but when I was growing up, they had carnival and things like that, but it wasn't as fun as...
Dias de los Muertos, right? That's Mexico. Mexico.
Yeah.
Right, that's the real...
Oh, I love Mexicans.
Yeah.
This is maybe the dopest version of Halloween.
That's the coolest, yeah.
So cool.
So what is it
called?
What
do you call that color, that makeup?
The calaveras?
Calaveras?
Skulks.
Skulks.
What is this called in Spain?
This is Dia de los Muertos, but we don't celebrate it like this. No.
Dia de los Muertos.
It's more a religious thing. Yeah.
The Day of the Dead?
Yeah.
But you don't celebrate anything like that, huh?
No.
It's because you guys have killed
Halloween.
So many people for so many
right.
centuries?
Right. Yes.
You're afraid they'll all come back and fucking kill you?
Yes.
This reminds me of Coco. I don't know if you saw Coco, one of my favorite
movies. Dude, that movie made me cry, dude.
Of course. What do you mean, bald? If you didn't cry at Coco, you're a...
That movie made me cry, dude. I love Coco, dude.
If you didn't cry at almost every Pixar movie, you're a fucking weirdo.
Okay, what's the most you cried at a Pixar movie? I know right now.
Go.
Up.
The montage scene in Up?
The beginning, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll break your little fucking heart.
But the rest of the movie, you don't cry, but you cry there.
Yeah,
when his wife dies.
That's a beautiful montage.
Cool. I didn't cry at all for Inside Out. That wasn't a cry for me.
I didn't cry that. I liked it though.
It was good.
It was good. Yeah, I didn't cry there.
And then what was one with the black guy who's a jazz musician?
Oh, yeah.
Eric Griffin.
Soul. Yeah.
Soul.
Oh yeah, Soul. Did you see that?
Yeah, but I didn't make me cry either.
I didn't see it. Is it good?
It wasn't good. No, it wasn't that good.
Did they do
Mulan.
Mulan.
That's not. Yeah, Mulan, but that's not...
You're talking about Pixar?
They call it Pixar.
Turning Red.
Turning Red is my documentary.
It's also not
Turning
Pixar.
Red, is it about Asians who drink?
Yes.
Oh, I never saw Turning Red. You saw that?
The first Asian-led movie is what it is.
The first Asian-led Pixar film?
Yeah, Disney. Yeah.
Is that you, Bob?
Yeah.
No, and all of the kids got to meet Bobby Lee that day.
I did one movie. It's called Wish Dragon, but I don't think anyone saw it.
Show me Wish Dragon.
Wish Dragon.
Oh, that's so cute. Is it all Asian?
Yeah.
Are you the dragon?
No, I'm like a henchman.
Cool.
I'm a henchman.
Who plays the dragon? A famous Asian guy?
Yeah. Jackie Chan.
Really?
I think so.
He can barely speak English.
What does that say?
There you are. That's you playing the henchman.
Oh, is that you, Bobby?
Oh, Constance Wu, Jimmy O'Yang, John Cho. Oh, there's that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that must have made some good money, huh?
I've never heard of this.
Is it not out? Maybe it's not out.
It's out. It's been out for years. Fuck you, man. You never heard of that?
Hey,
never.
Box Office Mojo.
And I watched everything.
It's bad.
Box Office Mojo, that movie. Dragon, whatever. Wish Dragon Box Office Mojo. Let's check it out. It made $21 million. Holy shit, that's bad. That movie probably cost like $300 million to make.
I know, it was bad.
Whoa.
China.
It was bad. It
Wait, $21 million? There was never a United States release.
Right.
They only
China.
Put it there.
They only streamed it.
We'll do Wish Dragon budget.
Why? What? I play a henchman. Who gives a shit?
It's not your fault.
I do nothing.
Well, they lost $4 million.
Oh, no, yeah. Plus all the marketing.
Right, so they lost $50 million. Yeah. Dude, can you imagine being part of a production company? That's a great rating, though. 68-70, it's really good.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in the production company and they're like, this is going to be it. It's going to be this beautiful animated Asian movie where it's going to crush.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we lost $50
million. It's funny, you know, you have literally no control. Like when you get stuff like that.
No control.
You get it, you go, me?
I hope it works.
You want me? And then you dream.
Yeah.
You go, you know, you kind of go, oh, this is going to be, and then I'm going to do other things. And this
is going to be my Ted Lasso.
Yeah, but it never, it's always like, that, and then you're like, oh, I'm way back in line.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back where I belong.
And a couple years later, you get something else, and then you go back in line. Mm-hmm. It's really, when people hit a home run out front, no, people do, though.
Yeah, it almost never happens.
Yeah, I know.
The point is, it almost never happens.
But people, yeah.
You know who I think is going to hit a home run soon?
Who?
Fancy.
Oh, yeah.
I actually think something's coming for him. You know why? This universal thing? I swear to God, I feel like something's coming. But what I do want to say that I'm not happy about is this SOS VHS and how we deserve residuals for it.
You know, it's
he started that on the heels of this place. He's utilizing all of
on my back.
On our back.
You started it on my back, dog. And also on
have we gotten paid for that? Do we get paid for that?
You guys get anything you want.
Really?
Yes. Insane.
Okay, oh, give me your wife good? And kid.
No.
Are the numbers
show,
good?
Oh. The numbers are okay. No, you know. Okay.
They're good. It's good for a guy who literally never did podcasting until he came to us.
Right.
It's, you know, some people, you give them a little thing.
Give them an inch and they take
a mile. But you.
They
you,
take the
you,
whole empanada.
I've seen you on stage before.
Yeah.
Have you seen him at the live shows?
Yeah.
That, you know.
Do I watch him when we're doing
it? No, and when he walks out, I can see the crowd cheering.
Yeah, they
and
love
I can
him.
See his ego and everything. He just gets like it's a drug.
Yeah.
Not
you're
true.
Addicted to it. Why do you then why
you're
do the
projecting. SOS? You're projecting.
Whoa.
Trying
to start a fight, dude.
I'm not projecting, dude.
Dude, you better leave Barbie alone.
You saw me going to the stage. I'm shaking.
He is
with excitement.
Yeah.
You know what? George has it.
Yeah, George does.
George is sick.
George has
wants
it.
He loves the fame.
What about you, Carlos?
You know he loves the fame. He's fucking eating it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
What is your Instagram following growing?
Yeah.
Are you getting a lot of DMs?
Because I saw you in Boston. Remember what I whispered to you?
Yeah, it was so
what I whispered
weird.
On stage.
What did he say?
What I whispered to you on stage.
Do you feel like you're a big deal? No, he said that to me when I grabbed him out of the elevator at the hotel.
Do you feel like you're a big deal?
No, and then I yelled, you're projecting onto me.
No.
You are a big
you
deal.
You act like you're a big deal.
That's so
and
not
so
true,
I wanted
bro.
To see if your actions correlate with how you feel.
But I don't act like
I
I'm
mean,
a big
his
deal.
Head is big, is getting bigger for sure.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
This year.
Yeah. You have, like, when you pick us up at the hotel and stuff to go to the venue,
yes.
You have this when you're walking, this way, guys, and you're like, almost what you, like, get out of the way.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my job
the
well.
Important people are coming through, and when I look at you, I go, just calm down, dude. You're not that big of a deal.
It's because you were.
He's power hungry?
A little bit, dude, be honest.
Yeah. Are you a little power hungry?
Just a tiny bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. At least
fun,
you're
though. Just, and, you admit know, it.
Yeah, projection. See, you like it, too.
You think I dude, I'm like, I, not me, dude. You think me? You think me?
Yes,
I think you,
Bobby.
Oh, well, give me an example why I'm power hungry.
No, I think you like power. You like fame. Like
no, no, I know. You when I'm at the venues, I know I don't. I'm scared.
That's so not true.
Okay, who acts more of a star, him or me?
I think you.
You.
You hide in the green room.
That's what shy people
stars
do.
That's what the stars do.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They,
yeah, Andrew says hi to like the stagehands.
Wait, we hide?
I go say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
I want to talk to them.
Yeah.
They're probably, every time I meet a stagehand, I go, are you related to me? They're probably family members of mine.
Yeah.
As many laborers I have. What is this video?
Oh, gosh. It's actually the Bigfoot
and
video.
And also, what? Can we do this?
Yeah, what is this?
Oh, yeah.
Go. Well, let's see this real fast. What is this?
It's a new Bigfoot video. It's pretty crazy.
Dude, I saw this. Tell me if you think this is bullshit.
I've never seen it.
So, this couple from a Colorado train says they captured this.
Huh.
And it's a video of a Bigfoot.
Okay.
Now loop it again. Go backwards. You can see. Look at that.
Oh, wow. It's a Bigfoot.
Shut up, Fancy.
Oh, wow.
God damn it. What do you think? I like how they're highlighting like you didn't see it.
Wow.
What do you think? And he hid down. I got to say this. If this was coordinated, pretty good timing on a moving train going on to Colorado because this is far away.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not no Bigfoot, dude.
But if Bigfoot... Who is that? What is that?
It's like a Duncan Trussell.
You think that's DT?
No, but it's like that type of dude. You know those guys that are like, I'm going to live in the wild.
And go do something fucked up. That's
Ari Shaffir. You know, like hairy, out there. I want to be detached from society.
I just don't get it. That's a hairy thing. It's weird. You can't really tell.
I can't tell, dude.
But it's in the middle of nowhere. They did say it's in the middle of nowhere. Also, of all the places that I thought Bigfoot would be, not in Colorado.
Yeah. Also,
I thought it'd be way up north in Canada.
And he decides to, in open sun, sit in the middle. He would sit behind a tree or underneath. Why would he do this?
Well, he's going to get food or something. Or maybe
or he's pooing.
Take maybe. A shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is weird. He does blend in really well.
Yeah.
Wow. What do we think? Do we think this is real?
I got to see a body, dude.
I got to see. We got to kill it. Well, we got to kill it.
I got to kill one and see.
What if when Jesus came back, he came back as Bigfoot?
Wow.
That's how he hit it. That's all these years. He's just super evasive and he's just having fun with us.
What is this thing we're going to do?
Yeah, what is this?
Okay. Let's do it.
Oh, no.
Hey, Andrew. Hey, Bobby. You've been really, really bad friends. And now you have to prove that you care about the ones who work so hard for you. We have been to glory holes and milking tables for you. At least one of us has. Only one. Anyway, in front of each of you, there's a collar. Please put it on. This won't work unless you put it on, so please put it on. I'll wait. Yeah.
Are you gonna put it on?
I don't want to be shocked.
Does it hurt?
Yeah. Yeah, it's for sure it hurts.
It's not on.
Let me see. Set it off.
It's not on. It's not on. It's my con got the wrong thing, so this is a barking thing. It doesn't work. It's just a now.
Do we believe these fucking guys? Just,
no, for real. Macomb got the wrong one, so I can't. I don't do the remote control.
So how does it work?
You have to bark like a dog.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Put it on and bark.
Oh, you put it on and bark.
Roo! Roo! Roo!
Wait, put it on and get your arm.
It has to be against your throat.
No, it doesn't know if it's a throat.
Roo! 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 Nothing.
This is them fucking with us, just making us bark at these collars. That's so funny.
I mean, fuck
you. You fucking asshole. That was good. That is very fucking... Dude, that's very good.
Fuck you!
No, that's good. You got us.
That was embarrassing, dude.
If you fucking do something, Carlos, I'll fucking beat the shit out of you. I'm dead serious. I'll fuck you up. Fucking dicks.
I want to say something, Carlos.
Yeah, what's up?
I will give you $1,000 in cash if you just shock him.
There's no remote, I promise you.
I'll give you 10 grand to fucking...
Wait, this is not... Don't Wee man. I'm like...
Okay, we're obeying the orders
okay, sorry.
Of this obviously Spanish...
Saw.
I mean, dude, it's so funny when you hear him, he's like, your people have done so much for you. Of all the people that speak clear, coherent English at the studio...
I found it to be a lot more menacing.
Yeah.
With a Spanish accent. It's a little bit more menacing.
All right, let's see the rest of the video. Is there something that's going to...
You'll have to answer 2 or 3 questions correctly. For every wrong answer, you get a shocking surprise. Answer wisely.
Okay. When did bad friends start?
What do you want to know? What year?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
No, this is good. Now I wish we did have the shockers.
2020.
That's right.
Good job.
Yeah.
What is Carlos' birthday month?
What is what? This is just for them to have fun.
Yeah, go. What is the... Do it. This, in the soft way.
At this point, this has nothing to do with us. Get it out. Oh, my God.
Go! Get it out.
Oh, my God. You can't get... He can't get through it? What is Carlos's birthday?
Month. The month. Carlos's birthday month.
April. I can't hear what he's saying. No surprise. Yeah. Oh, no shocks. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
What part of Spain is fancy from?
Southern.
That's not true.
Okay, shocking.
What the fuck, dude?
That fucking hurt, dude. What the fuck, dude? That's not fucking funny, dude. I fucking told you not to do it, dude. Dude, I'm not putting that fuck. Fuck you, dude. God, dude.
Got it wrong, baby.
You lost.
It's not fucking funny, dude. He just said that it wasn't fucking on. And
happy Halloween. And thank you for being a best friend.